Welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show. Mike and Gene at the Go Dogs Roof booth. And we're joined now by a couple gentlemen from Gatsby Glass, Jabari Copeland and Chuck Spruce. Hello there, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good afternoon,
fellas.
Yes, indeed.
Gatsby Glass, you're here at the home show. You guys have your own booth. Tell us about what you guys offer.
All right, so pretty much at Gatsby Glass, we offer custom glass solutions. So that goes for storefronts, that goes for showers, that goes for mirrors, pretty much anything that's glass. And we even tapping into a new market, so we're doing smart glass, guys. So you hit a button, that glass goes to cloudy, goes to privacy mode, and you hit it back, it goes to clear mode, man. So anything glass.
Yes, wait, sir. Wait, slow down and explain this a little more in detail. Mm-hmm. To the lay person.
Okay.
I can take an app and I can basically tint the glass.
A remote. Not even an app. Yes,
just
sir.
Just a remote.
Yep, so we have this. It's called Smart Glass. It's rolling out now, but basically it's for privacy settings, and we put them inside our office partitions mostly, but we're now doing them inside of homes.
So it's like double-paned glass, mm-hmm. and then you can make it like smoky or something so you can't see through it, and then you can make it clear.
Yep.
So that would make sense, like maybe in a bathroom or shower.
Yeah.
But what other reasons would people do that?
So we have one that we're doing inside of a home office. You know, some people work from home. I don't know. You know, they
office
just it's preference. I would say preference.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you could do a partition or so and say there's an office or anything like that, and mm-hmm. it'd be like in lieu of a wall or a glass door or an opening like that, you would install the glass. Say it's an existing mm-hmm. area or a window or something like that. You can come in and replace that with your glass.
Yes, sir. Course. That's what we do. Yep.
Incredible.
Yes, sir.
Incredible.
That is it. Yes, sir. That is us in a nutshell. I mean, that's what we do, man. But bread and butter, showers. You know, that's what we do.
Shower doors, shower openings.
Yep. Shower enclosures, bathtub enclosures. Sometimes people want to keep their bathtub. We could throw a nice piece of glass on that and renovate that as well.
Yep.
And full renovations bathroom, too. So we're not just glass, guys. We will take out and gut the whole bathroom.
So you do the whole bathroom. Okay. Because I say you're at a remodeling show, but so you're in the right place.
Yep.
Okay, so you do full remodels. Mm-hmm. You do all of that. You have your own cruiser. You're Atlanta-based.
Yep. Yes. Right out of Buckhead. So mm-hmm. I'm Chuck Head out of Buckhead. That's what we like
Chuck
to call
Head
it.
Chuck Head out of Buckhead.
Yes, sir.
But, so I've been doing installation for the glass for about 5-6 years now.
Okay.
And we've been open maybe about a month or two here in Buckhead.
Going on three.
So we're servicing everything inside the perimeter. We're looking to expand, of course, so if we get jobs outside of that, we'll take them. Mm-hmm. But currently, we're doing just showers. We're trying to get into more commercial projects with this being new, meeting builders, meeting new contractors, mm-hmm. getting into more commercial projects, bidding on jobs like that, storefronts, partitions, offices, things like that. So it's
retail
cool
storefronts, retail storefronts, mm-hmm. say there's a shoe shop or something like that.
The sky's the limit for something like that.
I mean, man, look around here.
Right. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah, so that's what we want to jump into, man, that commercial, that retail space, man, because that one job, oh, my God.
And I think where you were going, he just bid on a project where it's a storefront, and the framing's kind of turned bent out. They need to replace the glass. So mm-hmm. we can come in and just take care of that area as well. It doesn't have to be new construction.
Right.
You know, we do repairs as well. So
absolutely where I was going. Do you do small repairs like that? How small of a job would you be able to take on? Up to how big do you
think
you can handle?
So we usually try to say everything but auto glass.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but auto glass.
Yep. That's our response to that. Yep.
No job is too big or too small for us, man. We handle it.
Give us the background on the history of the company and how you guys got started.
The background of the company, Ben, he's not here to talk for him, but he's the owner. So Ben, you know, he pretty much was doing corporate jobs, you know, and in the corporate world. And, you know, he was just tired of the 9-to-5, you know, tired of doing
office
the
life.
Race. Yeah, the office life. So basically what Ben wanted to do is he wanted to create a job where it's,
he could be more hands-on pretty much.
Right.
He's getting tired of the office, sitting in the house all day, driving himself crazy.
Yeah. Sure, of
so
course.
He's like, okay. I want to be an owner. I want to be more hands-on, find a new avenue to be in.
Yes.
So he had a buddy who actually has a franchise in Boise.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of talked Ben into opening up a franchise here in Atlanta.
Right.
So we're the first one in Atlanta. Gatsby's all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It was another name for the company before, but I can't think of it.
It was BJ Shower Doors.
There we go. BJ Shower Doors was the original name. Then it turned to Gatsby's Glass.
Gatsby Glass is a lot better.
Yeah, it's way
in
better.
The ring.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
people love
enjoy
it.
That.
Yeah,
they
so
had to change it when they went national, man. So, yeah.
Yep. So
you guys are pretty young. What brings you into this? I love the energy.
That's why. because I'm young, man. And this industry, you know, it's a lot of older guys that's in the glass and construction industry. So with those guys, you know,
phasing out,
man. They're coming upon retirement.
Pushing out the old farts.
Yes, man. So a lot of things is innovating now. Like right now, we even do 3D blueprints. You know, the older guys, they go out and they still drop the blueprints.
Everything's on paper.
Man, we do everything 3D digital. So. You know, just a lot of new things coming in, innovation, man. So we want to jump into
that. I need some of that fresh energy and blood in the roofing industry right now.
You guys are the perfect guys to be out there pushing this because, you know, the old fidgety guys, they're not, my glass is fine.
Yeah. Right.
This is cool and new and different, man.
And I actually come from the glass industry. So I was working with companies here in Georgia and, you know, just seeing how they did things. And then once I found out what Gatsby was doing, I said, oh, yeah, we're easily going to take over the glass industry here. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we're only a month or two in, but the way we do things, the possibilities are endless. Going into someone's home, showing you the shower, 3D rendering right then and there. We can press the plate button. It'll show you how the doors open. Yep. And then we give you your estimate right on the spot.
And I was going to go there, Chuck. You know, I have a regular bathroom, shower, you know, like typical. I mean, what price point are we talking to do something cool like this?
We're being aggressive right now with our pricing. So, I mean, if you wanted to come out and you had, because people automatically are going to get two or three estimates. So usually we try to tell them, hey, what have you been getting? You know, we try to be aggressive. We're going to beat the price because we're actually trying to be aggressive with that. We don't want to push too much trying to gauge the price because we're looking to keep doing business. So give them a good price now. They'll refer a friend. They'll tell someone else. We deliver good quality. It's going to always continue because I've been in the industry for a while. Word of mouth is how you make more jobs come along.
And you're looking to have some longevity in this market, which is, you know, this is Atlanta. They come and go all the time.
All right.
I noticed that, Chuck, earlier in our conversation, you talked that you were doing installs. Are you still doing installs? Or is this a transition into more end-user sales? And what is your journey like into moving this part into the business phase of doing glass? How does that feel?
So I started off doing installs, but I have my own construction company. So I'm bringing experience to the company with what I've been doing for myself. I do bathroom remodels, I do flooring, drywall, hanging, drywall repair, painting, finishing. So, yeah, my uncle's a general contractor, so I learned from him in Ohio. So when Ben met me, Ben's like, oh, I need this guy. And then we got a sales guy, which is him. He's young, he wanted to learn, he's learning the industry, he's picking everything up. So everything's moving fast, but for me, I'm kind of going into a sales position, but not really. It's just like I'm kind of giving him information on the industry. And he's becoming a sales guy and getting more knowledge and getting better with it. So for me, it's great because now we can do a one-stop shop. Hey, most people need shower glass. It's a new construction or it's a remodel.
Wonderful.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Oh, it's just one. He gets one.
I get one dumb question for the interview. Shower glass, you know, if you have the sliding glass door.
Okay.
You, it doesn't have to be a standard fixture. It can be a sliding glass door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we do barn star doors, too. Are you familiar with the barn doors with those big rollers?
That's what we
do those as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
you can do the barn doors with glass, and you can make them change?
Oh, man. If I had my iPad, I would show you guys, but yeah. Barn door sliders, yes, sir.
We've talked about, you know, making it smoky so you can't see through it. Mm-hmm. Any cool ones that you've come across or had to do that were just different?
Well, we had a splash panel not too long ago. I think that was different.
Right.
So a splash panel.
It's basically a shower without the door.
Right.
So you just get the panel. So you walk in the door, it's open, right?
Right.
So picture yourself one piece of glass on one side. Mm-hmm. The other side's how you get in the shower.
Right.
So that's a splash panel. It's just blocking the water from getting out.
Sure.
Right.
So no door, no full closure.
Right. So we actually did a shower install where it was two splash panels to his and her shower. So it's 7-8 feet long. And we had to put one piece of glass on this shower head and the other piece on the right side, and it's an opening in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool.
So, yeah, so we can custom design however you want it and build your shower out and install it. And that's pretty much what separates us. Turnover time on glass.
3 weeks.
Response time on estimates.
Mm-hmm.
3D renderings. And, of course, our presentation.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. The most gangster project either of you've done.
Yes, sir. The question was the most gangster project we've done?
Yeah, the most.
Define gangster.
Right. I'm trying to figure out.
The sickest.
Should we go bullet resistant?
The most fancy, the coolest bullet resistant, if That's part of the story.
Yeah, so we, we have a bullet-resistant door that we're actually trying to put in for our, this guy's
storefront.
He has a
You need a bullet-resistant shower, Gene?
In my world, I was very curious about that.
Yeah, I got
no longer married.
That's why he needs the bullet-resistant.
Now I'm on the run.
Right, okay. It makes sense.
But yeah, I would say the bullet-resistant door that we're doing, man. That's going to be a pretty cool project. It's a thick piece of glass, but it's going to be a pretty cool project.
Just to try to get into it, yeah.
Yeah.
In your booth that's here today, do you have an example of the remote control?
We do. It's actually on our website. So if you guys go to GatsbyGlass.com and then go to our services, and then you'll see smart glass. Go to the smart glass on that tab. It'll show you glass going from clear to cloudy. It'll show you.
I tell you, your look looks great. Your logo looks fantastic.
Thank you.
The young energy, the smart glass technology, bringing a lot of freshness to an older industry. Mm-hmm. And generationally, taught like myself.
Right.
I love guys. This was passed down to me, what I do for a living.
Yes, sir.
So I'm really inspired by you guys. I love how you guys are doing this.
Thank you.
To answer that question, I did a glass door for someone's bathroom, but it's to enter the bathroom. So that kind of flipped me. I was a big $1 million home. It's a social media influencer. Mm-hmm. But,
of course.
Yeah, right. So we went into the home, like, whose house is this? Like, you know, down in Sandy Springs somewhere. And when we go and saw the door, I'm thinking it's a shower door. It's going the entrance to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, who wants glass to enter the bathroom? Like, well, when you got money like that, you just do whatever, right?
So,
well, you know, I saw it on TV. There's that restaurant probably out in California where it's got the bathroom stalls.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a glass door in front of the toilet.
Yep.
Right.
Wow. But when you close the door and lock it, the locking mechanism makes it a smoky glass you can't see in.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yep. That is cool. I'll have to look at that one.
Maybe you might just unlock another portal for us.
I'll tell you. As soon as you lock it.
Yeah, I've seen that. But
he's good for that.
Yeah.
Jabari, Chuck, the website is?
GatsbyGlass.com. Don't forget the Buckhead.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And don't forget the slash.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you guys having us.
You bet.